Hello, darlings, and welcome to a special edition of Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we three, Jessica,
Jenna,
and Stephanie,
spill the tea on Thursdays.
Grab some coffee or a pot of tea and listen in for all the tips and tricks and random facts you never knew you needed.
Until now. Hello there, and welcome back to Pastor's Wives Tell All, where we spill the tea
on Thursdays.
Today we have a special guest with us, Natasha Smith. And if you have not heard her episode, it was this past Monday. So you might want to go listen to that, because where have you been and what have you been doing with your life right now?
Seriously,
if you haven't been listening to that episode.
Yes, exactly.
It was riveting.
It was. It was great and grand and
wonderful.
All of those wonderful words. Yes.
She's wondering when she gets to talk. Okay. So Natasha, so usually I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Usually we go funny, but I'm fixing to go serious with you. Is that okay?
Okay. It's okay. Oh my goodness.
Don't turn the episode off.
Okay.
No, it's going to be good.
It's going to be good.
Yes. Okay. Here we go. Natasha. You share in your book that when you were younger, you gave your child up for adoption. Okay. And one thing that is not talked about at all, or at least I haven't found a whole lot of resources, is about the mother that has to let go of their child for whatever reason, you know, they know. Mm. So I have two adopted babies myself. I have an adopted child from Russia, and then I have an adopted child from China. And they've been with us for 10 and 12 years now. But as a mom to two adoptive girls, I have been through a slew of emotions of their birth parents. And there are some different things that have happened to both of them. But I know there's a lot of moms out there like me, and I would love to change the heart of adoptive parents in a lot of ways. And would you mind sharing a little bit, if you don't mind? If you do not, we will change the subject ASAP. But just to let us in a little bit on the side of how it is for you.
Yeah. Wow. That is a serious topic. but seriously, though, thank you for this time, this space, and just asking this question, because no, it's not. I don't think it is talked about that often. And I think one thing I guess I can start with is that with the concept of disenfranchised grief, which is that invisible grief again, where it really says when you have a loss, in which it was your decision, like it was based on choice, then most often society or whoever the group may be or a person does not allow or give you permission to grieve. So you're not afforded time to grieve. And so this is one of those losses that falls into that category, because often people will look at someone who gave their child or placed their child into adoptive care as, this was your choice, so you don't deserve to grieve that. And so from my standpoint, you know, again, every loss deserves the grace and space to grieve. It was a choice, but still it hurts, you know, it hurts. And even at the time, you know, just being so young, you know, I'm sure people, they place them at different, you know, they can be different ages, you know, when a birth mom or parents place their child. But for me, being so young and just not fully understanding, like, this is forever. And this is, you know, and then even with me not really understanding until like this age, really, like what the real difference between an open adoption and a closed adoption was at the time. I'm like, oh my gosh. Because I spoke at a birth mom's retreat a couple of years ago, a few years ago, which was part of my healing journey.
Like, that's great.
The director found me online And at the time, I hadn't even told anyone my story. I was like, God, what?
Wow. You know,
it was so crazy. I was like, who knows or who's been talking? Or it was just a weird experience. Yeah. And so I went and spoke to these ladies. It was just more about encouraging them, you know. And that was my first time telling a crowd of people of my story. Because I was like, you know, you don't know this. You know, I'm thankful for the director for inviting me, but I am you. I placed my child in adoptive care 20 some years ago, you know, and I share my story with them. And it was just a powerful time for me, you know, to be able to share with them and again, give space to my own grief. I feel like, and even that birth mom retreat, you know, again, that space is for them because they still have emotions and they're still grieving in different ways. Because a lot of times, you know, for me, it's like, I didn't feel like I could care, give my child the proper care.
Yeah.
I was so young. What did I know? You know, it was just so many things. And so we grieve. We grieve that. We grieve that. We even grieve our decision, you know, like I wish I would have, or what if I, you know, the what ifs. And so it's a grieving process. A lot of, you know, even regrets, you know, and then maybe in even the choices surrounding it, you know, like I said, I think what kept me from sharing it a lot was shame because, you know, growing up in a Christian home, you know, you don't have sex outside of marriage, you know, those sort of things. And so those type of, I don't say ramifications, but things that result in, and the choices that I made, you know, and so it's just, it's like a lot of little iterations of grief and loss, all intertwined into that. And, and then just, knowing that you do have that space, because that loss is worthy to be grieved.
Amen.
Yes.
I think that's like a book that needs to be written.
I
just think that, you know, like I think it would be good for adoptive parents to like be inside because, you know, I'm never going to meet their birth parents.
Yeah.
I can just come up with these stories of, you know, horror stories or, you know, like how could they do it?
Yeah.
What was going on? But that's like when I'm talking with them, you know, especially one of my kids, I kind of think like, you know, maybe they were single and they knew that this was best, or maybe they knew that this was, you know, an abusive home and they wanted to say, you know, like you just don't, all you can as an adoptive parent, if you don't have a lot of information, is come up with a story,
maybe.
You know, and definitely not lie to them, but just like help them dream of what it could be. Cause we don't, just for them to process, you know?
Yeah.
But it, you know, but like you said, for the birth parents to have a book and go, okay, there's others like me, because I think that that's like a deep grief that, and like you said, shame for a lot of them that they don't get to, they keep silent, you know, and to know that there's others like them, that retreat, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. I was thinking that sounds like something that maybe every adoptive parent, that book, that maybe you should write one day.
Yeah.
Wow. We're just throwing that out there for you.
Yeah.
If God leads that way, would be a resource that maybe every adoptive parent should be told by their adoption agencies, read this. These are things you need to know as you're raising your child.
Yes.
I'm also thinking about just resources for the church when we are faced, because we've been faced with teen pregnancies, and I cannot stand when the church turns their back on someone who just did something probably a lot of the other teenagers are doing, but they got caught.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
And now, but God does not make mistakes, and that baby is a blessing amid a mistake. Like that baby itself, he or she is not a mistake.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
God has a plan for that baby. Mm-hmm. And that is always cause for celebration. And I think we have to do a better job of walking these young girls and guys through teen pregnancy and teaching them that, okay, so you did something you weren't supposed to do, but this baby is God's blessing, or he's turned ashes into beauty. Like this is his grace on your life, and shame has no place here. We're going to leave that at the cross and we're going to move forward. And this is how we can do that. And like walk alongside them, whether they choose to keep their child or they feel that it is best to give up for adoption to be there for them as they grieve that loss. Because I hate that so many girls, maybe like yourself, are just hiding that, hiding that grief and walking through it alone.
Yeah,
because that's not how it should be. I feel like Jesus would have been right there with those girls.
Yes, that's so good.
Hey, friend, we will get right back to our episode, but we want to take a moment and thank our patrons. You guys keep our podcast going.
If you are not a patron and you would like to consider donating to our podcast ministry, we would be so grateful, and we might even do a happy dance.
When you become a patron, you get perks like being the first to hear about special info and retreats. You get bonus episodes, monthly devotionals, lock screens, and more.
Plus, we have added a new $1 tier for those who believe in us and what we're doing, just because you love us.
So head on over to our show notes and click on the Patreon link to learn more. Now let's get back to our episode.
Well, as we end this, I have just one more question. Is there a way that adoptive parents can pray specifically for the moms, the birth moms of their kids? Because, you know, what are some of the things that throughout your everyday that you think of or whatever it is, what are ways that we can pray for you, especially with closed adoptions that you're never going to, you know, see your child. Mm-hmm. What are some ways that we can pray alongside, you know, their birth moms that are on the other side of the world?
Yeah, such a great, great question. One thing that comes to mind is, of course, peace, just having peace over, I don't want to say not living in the past, but just peace for the present. Like what is where I am, you know, where I am now, where they are now. And peace of mind that, you know, the family that they're with is good, you know, because, that's the thing, right? You want to make, you want that feeling like, you know, knowing that they are okay, that they are thriving, that, that they're loved being, you know, and they feel the love, you know, and surrounded by that. So just, you know, that sort of peace and peace of mind, I feel, and just praying, that again, like you were saying, like shame has no place in their life, that sort of thing. And then if it so be led to do, like to share their story, to help others, you know? So, just praying that God, you know, has their hand upon them, you know, again, we don't know their stories either. So, I mean, it could be, you know, God, but God knows their story. So that, you know, just that, somehow they're drawn to God and his purpose and plan for their lives. And knowing that he does have the overarching plan and nothing happens by happenstance, even though we have, you know, free will and choices or whatever, he makes all things beautiful in time. Amen. And just praying that those sort of prayers over them to say, you know, this happened, but God has a way of making all things work together for good.
Yeah.
Not that everything is good, but he has a way of making all things work together. Yeah. So
that's so good. It's good.
Well, thank you, Natasha.
I know. That's
we
could apparently talk all day about these subjects.
Yes.
This is probably one of the longest spilled teas we've ever done.
But it's good. Yeah. It was needed. And I think that it, I mean, I love that you brought that up. I think that that's like you said that people aren't talking about. So, but we talked about it because we tell
it. Right. Tell it all. I love it so much.
That's right. Yes, girl.
Tell all and let others tell all.
I know, exactly. Well, thank you so much for your vulnerability and honesty and just, we really appreciate it. Make sure you definitely go back and listen to the episode. Natasha, because it was an absolutely amazing episode. You'll learn a lot. Thank you, Natasha.
Thank you, ladies.
Toodaloo. Bye.
Okay, friends, if you have enjoyed this episode as much as we have, please help us spread the word on Facebook and Instagram.
If you didn't know yet, Instagram is where all the fun is at. From dance reels on Wednesdays to spiritual encouragement and laugh out loud posts in between, there is something for everyone.
And last but certainly not least, if you could take a moment right now to stop what you're doing and give us a rating and review, even subscribe to our podcast, this seriously helps other people find us who wouldn't be able to otherwise. Thank you so much for your love and support. We hope you'll tune in next week.